Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
About my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend. We got the lovely and talented Pam Danziger back on the show. Pam's a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top experts on the planet on the retail sector, folks. She's written all the books that are important. What do Henrys want? Why people buy things they don't need? Let them eat cake. And the new one, Shops That Pop. And it's not just her books, folks. She does a lot of research. She's an amazing wealth of knowledge, and she knows how to come across with it. She's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to be with you today. It's
good to have you back. So I'm going to tell a little story that I've told before, but I love telling this, Pam, and I may have told you before. The first time I saw QVC, or I guess it was QVC the very first on a television shopping show?
No, in actuality, it was HSN.
Okay, all right. So whichever one was first.
Yeah.
I remember watching that the first time, and I remember thinking, this is genius.
It is genius.
This is a place where women can watch television. I'm being a little sexist here. I'm sorry. Women can watch television. They can buy stuff. They can use a credit card. And then they can call in and talk about it.
Right.
And I said, holy, this is genius.
It is.
And so... Okay, ladies, you can be better. You can send your emails if you want. I remember thinking that, and it turned out to be a great success, didn't it? HSN, QVC.
It really is. You know, I live in Pennsylvania, so I'm right down the road from QVC,
right.
And where I worked before, a lot of people I worked at the Franklin Mint. And there was a direct mail company, so a lot of people moved over from direct mail into television shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, everybody looked down their noses. I mean, the retail establishment looked down their noses,
right,
at television shopping as, you know, being something for, you know, people who live in trailer parks and have nothing else to do all day.
Right.
But it truly is. It is a shop that pops because it is so interactive. It is so focused on storytelling. I mean, maybe it was a little bit ahead of its time, but it really is so much more powerful than the Internet. And everybody talks about the Internet as being,
right,
the big disruptor,
well,
but I see TV.
It was actually before that. And you know, one of our Brain Trust members is Debbie Meyer, the Greenbag Lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very good member of our Brain Trust, great lady, great entrepreneur, and a great inventor. And she basically, you know, became world famous on the shows.
Right,
I always forget I think it's HSN she started with. I can always forget.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter now because they're merged.
That's the reason, and that's one of the reasons why you're here, is to talk about that. And they have merged. And is this a good thing? I mean, let's think about it from a standpoint. Is there any real competition for them? Is there any kind of a monopolistic thing that could happen from their merger?
Well, I really don't think so, because they're going to maintain the two different brand identities. And I mean, it's interesting. There's so much overlap in what they do, but yet they have distinct brands and they have distinct, hosts,
right,
that have a real following. So I don't think that there's
Are they going to continue to be two channels?
Yes, they're going to continue to be. Actually, now in my cable box, there are four. There's two QVCs and there's two HSNs.
Oh.
And their big competitor is Evine, and that grew out of the NBC shopping.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, Evine is coming along really well, too. I mean, each of them has a special
television
niche.
That's a television channel, Evine?
Evine, yes, it's a television shopping channel. And, you know, they marry interactive retail. I mean, they marry the Internet as well as video in a really forward-looking way. And I think we're going to see the Internet kind of, you know, adopting some of the practices of television shopping because of the powerful storytelling ability the demonstration ability.
Holy mackerel. I mean the women would call in and the host would be so nice to them. Yes, Mary Lou, which one did you buy? Oh, I bought the chartreuse one. Oh, I bet it looks beautiful on you. Oh, it does. I mean, you know, you can just hear the ka-ching and ka-ching ka-ching going on the background.
That's right. And you know the numbers that they do, you know, every product is featured in like a 6 minute in sometimes 8 minute segment. So you have 6 minutes of really deep dive into a product, mm-hmm. millions of people watching it. I mean, there's nothing like it on the planet.
But you say it's going to disrupt the retail landscape, and we'll come back. You've got five ways you say it's going to disrupt the retail landscape, and we come back, no one on the planet could do a better job of explaining this than our good...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.